You are listening to this Intuitive Public Radio and our broadcast platform on Telegram Messenger, which you can find by visiting t.me/intuitivemedia. It is the morning of the 19th of June, 2022. The day in the Mayan Zolgin has been called 13 Deer. We are reorganizing all of our energies and materials, all of our processes and perceptions and experiences. We are bringing into contact with one another where contact has been previously prevented. And gosh, it's a subject. It is the 19th of June, and bless the vacuum, groups are repairing our collective timekeeping capacities as we are doing all across the network. I am teaching my brain to do something it has not been able to do, despite tremendous amounts of striving. I have not been able to do it before, but now I am trying to do it somewhat differently, and I have a sense I'm about to achieve it. So that's very interesting. As part of our efforts this 19th of June, I'm just going to keep repeating it, and then we will reorganize the segments as we record them this 19th of June. Do I know what day it is? Do you know what day it is? Are you tuning in to this Intuitive Public Radio? We are broadcasting this moment from t.me/ideaschema, which some people say idea shema, and I think of the shema, and I think of shemati. I hear you. I am listening, so I don't mind when people pronounce it the other way. Not even a little bit. Idea Schema has been deeply involved with the projects of Intuitive Market since we started all this. And we've been doing all of this work in Intuitive Media, Intuitive Public Radio, Intuitive Community, mostly without the functions of our left hemisphere neurologies. And so it's been quite a number of years since I last came into contact with business structures of a certain style and flavor. And I'm coming back into contact with some of those structures now again in ways that my neurology has actually been repaired sufficiently enough to recognize, absorb, and interact with. This has only been possible because of our network tool sets. As far as we know, there is nothing else that allows someone like me to recover from experiences like mine. And there are so many different people, so many isolated individuals, so many families, so many communities that are hidden, that are invisible, because they fall beneath a certain threshold. And they are never told that they can recover their capacities. They are only extracted from. They are lied to about whether their bodies can heal certain conditions. They are misled for money. And so the whole subject of business for us, it has to be talked about in certain ways. One of the things that we talk about a lot is market traffic. What is human trafficking? What is honorable stewardship? And what is human trafficking of our environments, of the living beings in our environments, of life energy, of sexual vitality, of reproductive opportunities? So many subjects connect to these. And business itself, the business structures that all of us interact with on a regular basis, we may not even notice what kinds of business structures they are, but we rely on them for various forms of nourishment and stabilizing our bodies in times of stress and solving problems and understanding things. We rely so heavily on the structures around us that we usually have no idea what those structures are actually doing. That we interact with business structures in our environments really matters. Our fundamental relationships with all living beings and life processes in our environments are the substrate of the lives we're living. And if our natural environmental inputs have been replaced with contrivances meant to extract life energy, then we will find ourselves in situations where we can't seem to solve problems effectively. We can't seem to communicate successfully. For some reason, our bodies are failing, and we keep having to accept gifts from dangerous people in order to continue surviving. And this is increasingly normalized. So when we finally find ourselves with opportunities to discuss business structures, to discuss markets and money, how we offer what we make to one another, how we exchange nutritive energy, how we facilitate, how we assist in our communities, how we treat respectfully with all living beings, with all other communities. What are our relationships? What is our trust litmus? How are we strengthening our tool sets for healthy, thriving relationality? And do our business structures have anything to do with this? What were business structures before we had anything we called business? Movement, exchanges of nutrients, flows of energy, communications efficacy. What is the body's business? What is the earth's business? What is the business of the wilderness? What is the business of living beings who are totally different from us? That's what Idea Schema was studying before certain human trafficking experiences infringed on my community spaces in Texas. And we are at a time now when, even in the midst of some pretty gnarly death and destruction, threats to our lives and safety, danger and damage to our physical bodies, still somehow we are finding ourselves having repaired enough individual and collective neurological verbal capacity for us to really talk about the business structures we are surrounded by and differentiate them from the natural, loving environments where life energy was set up to thrive, to be healthy, to be resonant, to be resilient. And there's a really big difference between that and the environments we have now that are so profoundly infiltrated by various what is called business strategies. So how do we talk together about business strategies? Thank you.
Speak softly, speak softly, speak softly, speak softly while sleeping. Sing softly.